Sound off, sound off, sound off for Chesterfield. Oh, take a tip from Brother Bing, get on the ball, get in the swing, get Chesterfield with something new. No other brand can offer you
mildness plus,
no aftertaste,
mildness plus,
no aftertaste,
no unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jed Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this being the 26th of December, Chesterfield is proud to present a man who has finally completed his Christmas shopping, Bing Crosby.
Ken, when I dashed across the finish line at Orbach's basement this morning, they scared me to the echo.
I knew you'd make it, Speedy.
Yep. Now, Ken, if you'll excuse me for a moment, I'd like to present a very unusual and special guest who happens to be a reindeer left behind by Santa Claus. I'm sure that all the kiddies listening and the grown-ups, too, will be thrilled to meet at this time Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Bob Hope.
Someone a reindeer. You've been dragging something for years and hasn't been a sleigh, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Reindeer. If I'd known this was going to happen, I'd have worn antlers and a cherry on my nose.
You don't need any props, Rob. This isn't television.
What is?
You got me.
And before we go any further, pal, I want you to know that I waited at home all day yesterday for you to drop by with my Christmas presents. You're going to come up with something, aren't you?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Come on. Give me my present.
No, no. You give me mine first.
No, I'm not going to give you a thing till you come up with something for me.
This sounds like Churchill visiting Truman.
Don't worry about Churchill. They don't call him Winnie for nothing.
Stop tagging onto my big jokes, will you please?
I'm just hanging a little button.
You little old hitchhiker, you. But if you're going to be that way, I'll give in. I did get you a gift.
Oh, Robbie.
What is it?
Well, I'll just give you a small hint. It has wheels. It's black and shiny. The top goes up and down, and it runs on gasoline.
Gosh, a new automobile.
No, a used cigarette lighter. Here.
My, how nice.
It'll even light in a heavy wind.
Well, keep talking. I'll test it.
Surprise! Why don't you flap your ears and we'll see if it works in a hurricane?
Oh, never mind.
Now, what have you got for me, Scrooge?
Scrooge, that's a nice thing to say. I want you to know I put a lot of thought into this gift, and I think it's something that you'll cherish forever.
Oh, wonderful. Let's see if I can guess what it is.
Well, it's round, and it has a stone right in the center of it.
A ring.
It's a peach.
Well, isn't that nice? I'm surprised you could spare the fuzz.
Now, never...
Fine thing. One present a year, and he gives me a peach.
Well, I got to the Mission Pack store late, and that's all they had left. Just one old, tired peach, but I got a nice buy on it.
Well, I'll always cherish this peach. I'm going to take it home with me tonight and run it through the garbage disposal. And give a shred to each one of my agents.
Well, Merry Christmas.
I thought that'd play big enough.
What'd you say?
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
I'm in favor of it. But on the level, Claus, this is the holiday season. Yep. Despite your shortcomings, I still have a warm feeling for you.
And I for you. You have so much spirit, such joie de vivre. At times I feel as though I just couldn't...
Wait. What's the joie de vivre?
Let it go. Let it go. Just...
Well, it could be dirty. Are you sure? Things are rough enough on radio. Let's not kill it for everybody.
Joie de vivre? It's French.
Well, we can get in enough trouble in English.
Tell us about your new picture.
Oh, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Yes.
I hear it's very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really good, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In fact, I hear it's a peach.
Yes.
You blew two lines
just
this.
For the air. Oh, are you kidding? I wrapped that up for you. You're kidding.
It's too dandy.
You ought to put your contact lenses in, boy. Either that or get longer arms. Now, look. Lard,
yeah.
Just for the record. Just for the record, my picture's called My Favorite Spy.
Uh-huh.
And it's Paramount's Christmas picture.
What's that?
Well, you wouldn't know, Dad. You see, every year, Paramount picks a great picture to open in New York during Christmas week, and they call it their Christmas picture.
Oh, instead of sending everybody a turkey this year, they just release your picture.
Yeah.
Something left over from Thanksgiving?
No, this picture's a Pickman special. This has suspense, intrigue, comedy, romance, drama, joie de vivre.
He's got that, too. I can throw that in, too, you know.
Always angling, huh?
Bob, if you'll excuse me, I think I should sing a song for the folks in here.
Why? We have the program moving.
It's in my contract, right?
Okay, what'll I do while you're singing?
Well, I'd appreciate it if you'd do nothing. No faces, no tickling, nothing. Just sit down and relax.
Well, I may take a nap for the audience.
Just lie down. Folks, now here's an old tune that's enjoying a little revival. It's called Down Yonder.
Sing it with joie de vivre.
I shall sing it with esprit spontané à la bonheur.
Who's writing this show? Fifi Dorsey?
Okay, Down Yonder.
Down yonder, someone beckons to me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race in memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Bonnie Shore, I miss you more and more each day. My Dixieland, you're simply grand. Down yonder, when the folks get the news, don't wander at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race in my memory between the SS Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more each day. My Dixieland, you're simply grand. Down yonder, when the folks get the news, don't nobody ever wander at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder.
Waiting down yonder.
Well, they're waiting down yonder for me.
Buy cigarettes, ask the man for Chesterfield's. Get something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield Mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Remember, over 1,500 tobacco growers tell you Chesterfield's delightful aroma means Chesterfield's smoke milder. And they sure do. Try them. See for yourself.
And Chesterfield's leave no unpleasant aftertaste. One of the world's most famous industrial research organizations reports, of all brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the taste panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield has it. Smoke them, and you'll see what I mean.
Hey, just a minute, Fatso.
What's the
matter? What's the idea of leaving me out of that commercial? You trying to get me fired? I'm...
Well, you were asleep at the switch. Now, settle down.
What is this?
I thought you were on your toes if you're not going to be on the qui vive.
I've had enough of this too long.
Back.
You
You gotta stick around. An old girlfriend of mine is coming over.
And you want me to help you wheel her in, huh?
No, no, I'm talking about Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy L'Amour? We better get the four-wheeler. Listen, she's not your girlfriend anymore.
That's what you think, Buster. Now stand aside while I introduce
her. If anybody introduces Dottie, it's going to be me.
No, no, I'll introduce her.
I said I'll introduce her.
In case anyone cares, I'm Dorothy L'Amour. Do you characters mind if I squeeze in here?
Just move in. I'll do the squeezing.
Down, Balto, down. Johnny, you shouldn't have come out. We were going to give you a big introduction, a great big silver.
Certainly. The band was going to play. There was going to be dancing in the street.
We were going to have a terrific fireworks display. Flares and a barbecue, a balloon ascension. Everything was going to explode.
Yeah, come here. I'll let the air out.
Now, duck, ruddy face. The shrimp boats are coming.
Hey, I don't have to worry. They're looking for live bait.
If you two will stop squabbling. Wait a minute.
Right,
let me get my line in here. Will you please?
See anything, just read
this
it.
This is
go
what's
ahead.
Been happening since the first road picture.
Oh,
now, if you two will stop squabbling, I'll give you your Christmas present.
Gee, what did you bring us?
I knitted sweaters for both of you here.
Where did you learn to knit? This is only one sweater with four sleeves.
Well, you're always together. Put it on and shut up.
I hope it has a V-neck. I'm in television.
This is really very thoughtful, very sweet of you, Dottie. And, Bob, I think the fact that Dottie has brought us a gift poses a little problem.
What problem?
Well, come on, give Dottie her gift.
Oh, yes, I thought you had Dottie's present, Bing.
No, you've got it.
I have? Now, where did I put that?
Oh, come on, quit stalling. You didn't get anything for me for Christmas, did you?
Not true.
Go on, Bob, there's only one thing to do.
Oh, all right, all right. Here, Dottie, Merry Christmas.
Oh, isn't that sweet? A peach with a bite out of it.
Well, I got hungry during the commercial.
What a couple of dead beats. No wonder girls don't like you.
The girls don't like me? Now, I don't like to brag or anything.
You don't? Say, Romeo, Hedy Lamarr's in your new picture, isn't she?
That's right, Mark Kettle. Say, incidentally, what have you been doing since you graduated from the Crosby Hope School of Pie Throwing?
Well, it so happens that I just finished a role in a terrific picture called The Greatest Show on Earth.
Greatest Show on Earth? What's that? A story about Lily St. Cyr's trial?
You know what it is. It's Cecil B. DeMille's big circus picture.
Well, Dottie, at the risk of being a straight man, I want to tell you that The Greatest Show on Earth is a wonderful picture. Great cast. And you're a smash as Phyllis the Iron Jaw Girl.
Really? Really terrific, Dottie. The way you swing on that rope, hanging by your teeth high over the arena. What nerve, what stamina.
What bridge work. Who's your dentist, kid?
See me later, Gummo.
Oh. This girl's living tonight, isn't she? I haven't seen the papers today. Has some new miracle drug come out or something?
Don't let her worry you, Bob. Just because she can hang from a rope. Your fans have been wanting to see you hang for years.
Oh, well, it's Rodavi.
Rodavi.
See, it's wonderful. Now I can lay eggs in two languages.
Well, Dottie, outside of hanging by your teeth like a Mexican roadrunner in a butcher shop, what else is new with you?
Quieter. I'll tear up your painless Parker credit card.
Say, I know what's new with Dottie. She's opening at the Last Frontier in Las Vegas on December the 28th.
Are you lads going to come up and see me?
No, I can't. I'm scared of that town, Dottie. I don't gamble.
Only when he goes for a high note, that is.
I may survive on a lower.
How about you, Bob? Do you like Las Vegas?
I'll be there to see you opening night. I Bing will, too. I wouldn't want to live there, but it's a nice place to go bankrupt in.
Say, come to think, that'd be a great spot to do a road picture.
Hey,
think of that?
Come to think of it again, we could do the road to Las Vegas right now.
Why, sure. I tell you what, Dottie, why don't you sing a song now while Hope and I get packed, huh?
Yeah, I want to pick up my Eisenhower button. We may have to make a run for it.
What are you going to sing, Dottie?
Well, I thought I'd do a song that you sang to me in Road to Morocco.
Your joie de vivre. I have to get in the last word even if I don't know what it means.
What?
Certainly know
the right thing to wear. Life becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight.
And I could get so romantic tonight.
You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although light becomes you so. Moonlight becomes you so.
Hit the road for Las Vegas.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present a story of the famous gambling mecca of the West, the road to Las Vegas. This is the everyday homespun, simple, down-to-earth story of Honest Buck Crosby, owner of the El Clipo Casino, Lulu L'Amour, his lovely assistant, and Leslie Hope, the wealthy stranger. The action begins in the El Clipo Casino as it opens for the night's business.
Well, Lulu, doors are open and Honest Buck is ready for business.
Are you kidding? Why, you run the only crooked place in Las Vegas. That's why we haven't been getting any customers in here lately.
Whoop, whoop, look out there. You spoke too soon, Lulu. Look, there's a fella coming in the door now.
Good. I'll get over by the roulette wheel.
Oh, if I can only take this guy for a bundle.
Hello there, stranger.
Oh, howdy, Bob. You got a seat open in the old maid game?
Start the wheel, Lulu. We got one.
Well, where's the action, kiddo? My ox team is double parked outside.
Sonny, what game you like best?
Oh, any of the popular ones. Euchre, rock, or lotto.